This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. Just dial in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy what you find there. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they like to charge you money for their websites. Ours is free. I bet you'll find more for free at freetalklive.com than you will behind the paywalls of some of those other talk shows. So go check it out. Get interactive. You can actually create the content right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. You can vote up what you like. You can vote down stuff you don't like. It's all totally free. So with you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen has been sharing with us kind of an opinion piece from The Guardian, which is a UK news source. And the opinion piece is sort of contradictorily saying that you should stop reading the news. So turn off our website and stop reading it is essentially what this person is arguing for. And he's making some, I think, persuasive points about the news. In fact, Ellen, would you mind doing a quick rundown of, if our listeners are just tuning in, some of the bullet points, I guess, that we've already jumped through here?
Sure. The author, Rolf DeBelli, which I wonder if he quit his job after writing this, but he claims that news is misleading, it's irrelevant, has no explanatory power, is toxic to your body, increases cognitive errors, inhibits thinking, and works like a drug. Well, we haven't covered the last one yet, but that's so far what he said, all bad things.
Yeah, and I think there's something to some of it. I think some of the critiques he has go a little bit too far, but you can definitely have too much news, and news isn't really designed to inform in any sort of in-depth way. It is designed to just simply be consumed. It's something that they want you to consume more of. They, you know, stay tuned for the latest on Ebola. Even though, you know, is it really going to change your life to know that there's somebody in New York City now who has Ebola? Are you going to stop going outside as a result of that? I mean, how is that going to really affect you? So all that said, though, we do have the latest on Ebola coming up here on Free Talk Live.
That more people have been married to Kim Kardashian than have died from Ebola in the United States.
Oh, really?
What, is there one death so far?
One
death.
And she's been married like two or three times.
So, but we're not a news program, by the way, here on Free Talk Live, nor do we pretend to be a news program. Free Talk Live is a show that is an open phones panel discussion where we will talk about some things that happen to be in the news, but we never have claimed to be unbiased or never have claimed to give both sides of a story here on Free Talk Live. So keep that in mind as you listen. Let's continue with the list of alleged bad things about news here.
Okay, so his next point, news works like a drug. As stories develop, we want to know how they continue. With hundreds of arbitrary storylines in our heads, this craving is increasingly compelling and hard to ignore. Scientists used to think that the dense connections formed among the 100 billion neurons inside our skulls were largely fixed by the time we reached adulthood. Today, we know that that is not the case. Nerve cells routinely break old connections and form new ones. The more news we consume, the more we exercise the neural circuits devoted to skimming and multitasking while ignoring those used for reading deeply and thinking with profound focus. More news consumers, even if they used to avoid book readers, have lost the ability to absorb lengthy articles or books. After four or five pages, they get tired, their concentration vanishes, they become restless.
Oh, man, I know this. I mean, I was there was an article yesterday that I really was interested in reading. It was the headline was about Google, I guess the head boss man over there met with Julian Assange.
Ooh, and it was interesting.
Yeah, it was written by Julian Assange, basically saying Google is not what you think it is.
Oh, yeah, I actually had read that a couple of weeks ago.
It's a long article, and I found myself getting fatigued very quickly by it. And ultimately, I didn't read the whole thing. I just sort of skimmed through it and read some parts of it, and I feel like I got something out of it. like, you know, Google is bad, you know, essentially it was kind of the message there, and that essentially Google's top dog is well connected with people in politics, people in D.C., the NSA, and other, you know, federal government goon agencies. So that's kind of what I got out of it. I don't feel like I had to read the whole thing in order to get the gist of it, but at the same time, maybe I missed some really important information.
Maybe you're just a victim of modern day news agencies.
It's possible, but I'm also
there's the short little thing that runs from Holland Cook. The I forget what the little
survival speech,
where there's one that says there's no such thing as attention span if you're entertaining enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, just ask Jerry Seinfeld. He's kept us from flipping channels for decades.
That's true. But and his show is about nothing.
So on that article, you know, as much as you would have wanted to read the entire thing, it just wasn't holding your attention.
And it's so difficult to not skim when something's really long.
Well, and Daryl's making a good point. I mean, it's certainly Julian Assange isn't a professional writer,
right?
And
but there are
professional
writers that have things that are just long and rambly that I could never read.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm busy, right? So
right.
You were saying earlier, Daryl, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, that you feel like news writings should be less than 600 words.
Yes.
And that's a good way to get news out. But Assange was sort of telling a story. He was
right.
Telling a detailed story about how he came to meet Eric Schmidt and then, you know, who came with him and what happened at the meeting. And then what he learned afterward was a really bulk part of the article about Eric Schmidt, the founder, not the founder, but the CEO of Google. And it just was too much for me. I have, you know, all kinds of other things that are vying for my time. And that could be a factor here, that people today are busier than ever. I mean, we're more time challenged people than ever in the past. There are more things pulling at us in any given moment, whether it be, you know, your kids or your job or, you know, some sort of deadline that you've got to hit.
Well, he would actually argue the opposite.
Really?
He's saying it's not because you got older, your schedule became more onerous. It's because the physical structure of your brain has changed.
I don't know.
Yeah,
my schedule's a lot busier now than it was when I was a teenager, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's certainly true. You have more time to waste, more time to, you know, less time to fill,
well,
I guess
you
could say.
When you compare, you know, like your average day or my average day to the average day of someone from 115 years ago.
Okay, they were busting hump in the sun all day. That's
right.
Certainly true.
They didn't have the, you know, quote-unquote leisure time that we do.
Well, nor did they have access to information in the same way that we do either.
Right.
So here, you know, I could take some of the time I'm doing work and convert it into leisure time if I wanted to, then I would just get backed up on my work. So I'm not really interested in doing that. Like right now, I'm backed up on – I've got dozens of emails I haven't gotten to yet because I've been doing Keenvention stuff, you know. And that doesn't mean that I'm not doing things I shouldn't be doing, like being on Facebook.
Right.
But then at the same time, every time I feel like I shouldn't be on Facebook, I'll see a reason that justifies me being on Facebook. Like I'll find some good show prep.
Right,
or
right.
Something like that.
Right. Well, actually, that's what his next point is that news wastes time. If you read the newspaper for 15 minutes each morning, then check the news for 15 minutes during lunch and 15 minutes before you go to bed, then add 5 minutes here and there when you're at work, then count distraction and refocusing time, you'll lose at least half a day every week. Information is no longer a scarce commodity, but attention is. You are not that irresponsible with your money, reputation, or health. Why give your mind away? Which is a good
persuasive
point.
Persuasive.
Yeah. News makes us passive. News stories are overwhelmingly about things you cannot influence. The daily repetition of news about things we can't act upon makes us passive. It grinds us down until we adopt a worldview that is pessimistic, desensitized, sarcastic, and fatalistic.
Yeah, this I really think is the real problem with the news, and it can't be fixed. There's nothing that can be done about it. And as we were pointing out before, Ellen, you said, well, a story about someone having a great day at you know, at work or, you know, picking up the kids from school or whatever was really great. You know, we got some ice cream. This isn't really...
That's what the Onion is for.
This isn't really, you know, useful information. It's also not interesting information to most people. And, of course, The Onion is brilliant parody of news, satire. In fact, you know, I love how on The Onion radio news or The Onion video clips that they have, sometimes they'll say at the end, keep checking TheOnion.com for the latest, even though they never update any of their news stories. So, like, if you were to actually keep checking TheOnion.com, you'd never see any sort of update on their news stories. We'll come back to more here in moments. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. Though we've been talking about the news business and how it is that, according to the author that Ellen is sharing with us from The Guardian, that news is bad for you. Maybe you should cut it off. I don't know if you should cut it off entirely, but at the same time, I think this guy's been making some pretty good points, though I don't fully agree. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. Also, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And is privacy dead? Well, not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people like you who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. We'll get to the final point of Ellen's story here from The Guardian about the news business. But first, let's go to Skype, where we've got Nathan on the line in Texas. Nathan, go ahead.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm really glad that you brought this news story in, Ellen. It's one of my all-time favorite stories, not only because it's a news story about why you shouldn't read the news, but it's the reason that when Stephanie Murphy brought this article to my attention last year, it's the reason that I disconnected from the news. And I've never been happier.
Really? Well, tell us about the change. I mean, were you a news junkie, as they call it, prior to disconnecting?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I grew up in a family of news junkies. My great-grandfather was a police officer. He basically watched the news every day till the day he died. And, you know, other people in my family did that. And I see all the things this article is talking about, you know, this, the passivity, how stressed it makes you. And there's one, and this is bringing to the point that I wanted to raise, which is, I guess the article dances around it a little bit, but it doesn't actually say it, which is that news is it promotes a kind of authoritarian attitude because, you know, the news is basically you sit down and you listen to what the newscaster says and he's going to tell you what to think.
Right. And
I never really liked that.
Sorry. I remember covering this once on ALP, and it was an episode that we did about how everybody – is turning to experts now for information, and they're not going out and doing their own research. They're relying on, you know, these people who somehow hold a high position of authority on a certain topic, and they know everything about this, and they'll be able to tell you, and you can't know as much as them because you're not an expert.
Well, at the same time, I mean, you at some point have to rely on experts because unless you want to go and do all of the research yourself that the experts have already done. Like if, you know, some people have done a scientific study, you can either choose to believe their results or you can try to replicate
right.
the study
and,
yourself.
And there is certainly a good use for experts in certain things, but when it comes to things like news articles, you can't just rely on one source.
You should select your experts. And with the news story, they've selected the expert for you.
Right.
It's already predetermined. That's what I was getting at.
So, some of the experts that I've seen YouTube clips of where that one of the guys from that duck show apparently is now an expert on Islam has been all over like Fox News as an expert on Islam.
He's just a racist or whatever, right? Or a bigot, I guess.
But because he, saw a TV show with a Muslim in it one time, he's now an expert on Islam.
Yeah, and I think that, Nathan, you're onto something here, the idea that news has this authoritative demeanor. In fact, sometimes they'll, like, news stations will call themselves the news authority, just to sort of position themselves as though they've got the answers. And they always, almost always, news companies, especially the larger they are, the more mainstream media they are, the more they cede to government so-called authorities. You know, they'll whatever the government press release says, most news agencies will just go ahead and quote it verbatim. the authorities say, and then they'll report whatever information they've been handed in a press release by the local sheriff as though it were the truth.
Right.
Yes, and I've heard from some people that say they know a bit about the news industry where they have a liaison there that will tell news agencies what they can and cannot report on and what they have to say about a certain topic. You know, like,
sure.
if you're forced to report on something because it's blown out of proportion, you know, in the public eye, then only say this part. Don't say something that could incite a riot.
Daryl's got a story that's related to that about a Chicago newspaper, is it?
Chicago newspaper reporter, 19-year veteran reporter.
It's getting a little cozy with one of the local politicians.
Well, the reporter actually quit his job because the newspaper is getting cozy with one of the gubernatorial candidates.
So, Nathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, Nima Vedati used to be a newsman. And, he has a great interview with the Bad Quaker where he talks about, you know, why he got out of it. And it's something that confused me for a long time. It's not that the news is centrally controlled by, you know, men smoking cigars in a smoke-filled room. But it's a lot of times it's just what sells, it's what's popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nima talks about the guy at his station wanting to preserve the brand. So, for example, he would never talk about the drug war or stories about, you know, a prisoner looking for a next job or whatever because it didn't do well in the focus groups.
So, real quick, Nathan, let's talk about that guy with the cigar in the smoke-filled room that supposedly controls everything. Because I've seen the YouTube clip where somebody has gone through and they picked out a bunch of different news clips from across the country of news reporters that were doing lazy reporting,
mm-hmm.
where they all introduced mm-hmm. the story the same way, and like the first
like
30
reading
seconds,
the same script.
They're all reading the same thing, and they're passing this off as, here's proof that the New World Order controls all the media.
Mm.
And I look at it, and I'm like, no, they're just being lazy, and they're all reading
the same Associated Press
article.
Well, that confused me for a long time because there is a slant. There is kind of this message that you get from the mainstream news. And it took me a while to finally figure it out, but Gardner Goldsmith put it really well on a show last week. It's kind of like a movie director. If you think about the way a movie director directs a movie, he controls the order of the scenes, what scenes are shot, mm-hmm. what scenes are cut, how people are standing, the lighting. You know, there are all these things, and the news is kind of like that. When they put together the stories, they decide on the order, what stories are read the most, how often, you know, who's interviewed, all this kind of stuff. And so they never have to actually lie to you. They can just lead you to believe things that aren't true
because they
select everything.
They can leave out important information. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Nathan, good call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And he says he's given up news, but thankfully he's still listening to Free Talk Live because, as I pointed out, this is not a news
show. It sounds
like
he's listening to LRN a good bit, too.
Yeah, that's true. I hear him call other LRN programs as well. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, if you're going to consume news, because Daryl does his news show, it's a seven-day-a-week thing, it's only 5 minutes, your news,
right,
Daryl. So, and you can listen to it while you're going and doing other things, which is a nice thing about radio. We're coming up.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll free, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you used to be a news junkie, or maybe you still are. You can't get off of the news. We're talking about some of the... Oh, sorry, Daryl, try that one more time.
I got to get my fix, man.
And now you're being censored.
So, Ellen has a detailed opinion piece. I wouldn't call this news. This is an opinion piece featured on the Guardian website.
Unless it's new to you.
Well, it is new to me, although apparently Nathan had heard this before. Is this kind of an older piece? Maybe a year
It
or
was
so?
Written in 2013.
Okay. So, still, though, the points are valid, and it's an interesting discussion that we've been having about some of the detriments of watching and listening to the news and how to better consume the news. I would say radio is a better way to consume news because, well, it's easier to do other things while listening to the radio. You can drive to work, and you can listen to Daryl Perry do his five-minute newscast at the top of the hour on LRN.FM or just download the podcast of it from fppradio.com. And that's a way to get a little bit of news and not have to monopolize your time. Like, if you're sitting watching television, there's not much else you can really do while you're watching television. There's the distraction of the – you know, even if you intend to do something else while watching television – sometimes it's hard to do that because the moving picture will draw your eye. At least that's how my experience is.
Yeah, like it's very distracting.
If I go to a bar and I'm there with friends, I don't want to sit facing the TV, which, of course, is sometimes hard in bars because there's damn TVs everywhere, because I find myself moving my eyes up towards the television. Even though I don't care what's going on the TV, I want to listen to what Ellen is telling me in the bar. It's loud in the bar. If I'm watching Ellen, I can make better eye contact with her. Maybe I can better understand her because I can see her lips moving at the same time. But no, my eyes are going up to the television set where there's some, you know, stupid newscast on or a sports team playing or whatever. So, yeah, I think radio is preferable to television, and I also think that internet is preferable to, well, you know, I would put it on the same level as radio because with the internet, you do have to give your full attention to it. But at least with the internet, you can choose the news that you're consuming versus
right.
what some editor has decided to give to you.
But or if you're watching a news video, you can at least look at a different tab at the same time. So it's the multitasking, really, that's the valuable part.
But there's still an editor that is deciding on the internet.
Well,
because
sure.
every website has an editor.
That's right.
So, you know, there's always somebody that's deciding what gets published somewhere.
Well, you know, not necessarily true with Reddit, right? So, like, with freetalklive.com, anybody can post to that site, and then it's the other users who sort of perform the editing function by voting up or voting down. So, in some cases, it's not an individual person who is deciding
right,
those
but
things.
Whatever link is getting posted, somebody running the website that is being linked to made a decision to allow that article to be posted.
That's true. At freekeen.com, the decision is always, almost always, yes. I did pull a story recently at freekeen.com as, you know, one of the people who has editor sort of class ability on the website. But I've hardly ever done that over the years, maybe three times or something like that. I don't remember the last time. I do remember the last time. It was a few years ago when Brad Jardis went to the school
Plymouth
campus.
State.
Right. He went to the school campus, and he had been ordered by a judge to not carry a weapon on the campus. He had intended to do this sort of civil disobedience act of carrying openly a firearm onto campus, and he was ordered to not do that. And part of the judge's order was that he had to post something to freekeen.com in order to satisfy the judge's order. And so because I was so upset that some judge would order one of the bloggers at Free Keen to post something to the website as, you know, part of you need to do this. I forget exactly what he had to post. I think he had to post the order.
Yeah.
To the website so all of us would know or something like that or all
That's
of his associates.
That's ridiculous.
It was outrageous to me. So when Brad posted that, I went in and I removed it.
I would do the same thing,
yeah.
actually.
So that's one time that I've removed a story, and that was just to, you know, make the judge angry and like, okay, well, he did post it. So Brad did go ahead and follow your order,
yeah,
right.
and then I went ahead and removed his post.
Yeah, well, it's
and
kind of out of
because
out
you
of
were
his
under no order.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
It's kind of outside of his jurisdiction what you do if
well,
you're not part of the order.
Right, if he wants to write another order and then force me to repost it, then I might have refused to do that, and that would have been an interesting exercise in free speech and free journalism. But he didn't do anything like that, so that one was dead where it laid. Recently, there was a post made at freekeen.com where there was some drone video that was posted that was taken during Pumpkin Fest.
Okay.
And it just, to me, wasn't worth a post. When I watched it, it was the drone on the street, the drone flying upwards, straight up, hovering straight up above the buildings. You could see that there were men on top of the buildings, but you couldn't see what they had. You couldn't see the items. You couldn't see if there were any sniper rifles, because that was the idea, was that there might
right.
be snipers up there. There were snipers last year at Pumpkin Fest. This year, were there snipers? Well, there were men who looked like they could have been snipers, but the video didn't reveal they had – you couldn't tell what they had. So
right.
I just felt like – so the drone went up. It hovered up for like, I don't know, 30 seconds and then went back down to the street level. And that to me wasn't worth putting a post up. This wasn't really news. There was nothing – there was no new information you could glean from that particular piece of video. And as pretty as it was of a shot, you know, you get to see the trees and everything, and it looked nice because it's fall in New England. But it wasn't news, so I did make the executive decision to ask the person to remove that post. But there are some – my point in bringing that up, Daryl, is there are some sites where there really isn't editorial control, right? Like, I can exercise that control if I want to, but I've almost never done that.
Right, but all of the writers act as their own editors.
Well, now you're really, I mean, you're mincing, words here, I think. That's...
The point I'm making
they're
is
not
that,
going to write something they disagree with or that they would edit out in the end because they think it's too controversial. Like, if they are writing the piece, they're going to post it.
Point is that somebody somewhere is making a decision. You can't find information online that has not been published.
Okay.
So somebody somewhere had to make a decision to publish something.
Sure. Okay, that's so totally far from what I thought the point was that you were making.
No.
That, you know, ultimately there's an editor deciding on things. But with the internet, you can be the, you know, decider as far as what content that you get.
Right. So, you know, I've seen hundreds of articles where people will totally misreport the truth or not even link over to, you know, anything
to verify.
Sort of verify their claim, and you know, all of those people are acting as their own editors to publish BS, basically.
Sure.
And nobody is verifying anything. So you can find whatever you want online. You could find something that says that, you know, like, looking at a cell phone gives you testicle cancer.
No doubt. I mean, you can't rely on anybody online to tell you the truth. That's why it's nice, because you can select your sources, you can select who you trust, you can check on your own volition. But
and you
know,
can get many sources.
You can, but that doesn't mean all of them will be right. It doesn't mean one of them will be right. And also, just because there is an editor who's a professional doesn't mean they're going to get it right either, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we've had plenty of news coverage covering various different activism here in the Keene area, and there's almost always some sort of fact that they get wrong. There's only been two times, Mother Jones Magazine and the New York Times front page piece that came out where I was actually impressed with the level of fact-checking they did. The Mother Jones guy actually had – they actually have a fact-checker. So they have their guy who wrote the piece. Then it was sent over to a person to check the facts of the piece, which I'd never had that happen before.
Oh.
Usually it's just, you know, some journalist takes notes and then they put an article out and they get some stuff wrong. But so that happened, and then the guy who was from the Times called me multiple times to kind of check the things that he was going to be saying.
Right, right.
Well, I always imagine there's like the reporter, he goes and interviews a few people, he writes up a story, he takes it to the editor, the editor's like, you sure that's right, John? He's like, yep, okay, well, let's publish it.
It probably is that simple in most cases. So, there's one more point?
Yes.
Right? All right, we're going to get to that here. Tease us with what the headline is.
So, the next point is that news kills creativity.
Ooh, all right. We'll find out if that's true. 855-453, and you can share with us what you think about the news. Tell us your story. 855-453. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, a
explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. You do it that way, you'll sound better than you would if you were on the phone, most likely. And another tip for you, if you've got a smartphone, you can install the Skype app on your smartphone, then call us, as long as you've got data, call us on Skype rather than the phone version of the phone, and you'll sound better than you would on your phone normally. So that's another tip for you. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
We'll get to the final point of the Guardian piece, which has been, it's kind of this treatise against news. This guy who's editorializing on a news publication is saying that you shouldn't be listening to or watching the news or reading the news because it's bad for you. He's gone through several different reasons why he believes that to be true. But first, let's go to you with your thoughts. Lucas is in North Carolina. Lucas, you're on Free Talk Live.
I can agree that there's a problem with news and there's a problem with the way that we use news. I think that the idea that we should all just not pay attention to news is kind of ludicrous. What I see is a big shift in our society from the 60s, 50s and 60s, and any time earlier than that, when as a society, we had identified members of our society that we placed trust in for news, but those people we did not place our trust in as experts in everything. Anchors in the 1960s and the 1970s were experts at asking other experts questions. They did not pretend to know epidemiology or how nuclear weapons work or spread or what anthrax is or how to solve the problem of terrorism. It used to be that anchors would ask experts questions about these things. And now anchors and hosts, whether it's radio or TV or editorialists in newspapers, these people think they are as smart as all of the experts. The fact is, if you want to be an expert in a scientific field, for example, back in 1979, and this number will stun you, there were more than a million scientific articles published every year in 1979. So there is nobody who knows everything about science or even about one field of science. And if anybody on television says they know why Tom Frieden at the CDC, who is an expert in epidemiology, is a world-renowned expert in epidemiology. If anyone who's the host of a news show says he doesn't know what he's talking about, no, I'm sorry, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Mm. Tom Frieden is the expert, and unless you've had 25 years or more of studying how diseases spread and study Ebola, you just don't know what you're talking about like he does. And we need to discover, rediscover as a society, this is a societal problem in my opinion, what we think experts are, because we need them. You cannot put a man on the moon without experts in something. You cannot build a satellite communication system to have cell phones without experts in something. Just picking up the internet and reading some articles will not make you capable of doing those things. And we need to, as society again, rediscover the value of experts. We've got to have them.
I like where you're coming from, Lucas. As a talk show host, frequently we've pointed out on this show that we're just people behind microphones. We don't know much about, we know a little bit about a lot of things, but we're certainly not experts on anything except doing maybe talk radio. And
right. I couldn't rebuild this laptop if I dropped it on the ground and it shattered.
So I think it's important to stay humble in this business as well. And I think you're right that a lot of these people out there believe that because they're behind a microphone, it goes to it really seems to go to their head. Does Rush Limbaugh really believe that he's, you know, can take on God with one hand tied behind his back?
Half his brain.
Oh, yeah, whatever the hell it is, whatever he says, this is a sort of ridiculous statement.
An important point here is what these people rely on who degrade experts is they rely on common sense. And common sense, don't get me wrong, is an extraordinarily valuable trait, has been extraordinarily valuable to the survival of our species. But most of the activities that experts engage in are totally non-commonsensical. They're activities that are referred to by experts in logic and science as counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, practically every scientific idea since Einstein's special theory of relativity is counterintuitive. It's not commonsensical.
It's not so what you would expect. In point of fact, it's the opposite in some cases of what you would expect.
Exactly. So if you drop your laptop and it doesn't work, how to fix it is by no means common sense. And you wouldn't be able to fix it just by being, you know, experienced at life. You'd need an expert in how computer chips work, in how electronics work, maybe in how to repair plastics. You might need a number of experts to actually make that computer whole the way it was again.
Excellent points tonight, Lucas. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you are an expert on something, you're welcome to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind, or even if you don't know a damn thing about what you're talking about, we'll let you ramble for a little bit, at least until you get boring. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We don't even have a requirement that you be sober to call Free Talk Live. Anybody can do it here. We've got Skype, by the way, where we're going to go to T-Nell, calling from I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm calling from Minnesota here.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Today, kind of off topic, but I watched the Victimless Crimes Free video.
Oh, excellent.
And big props, a great video. And myself have been involved in some victimless crimes, smoked some pot tonight.
You know what? Tell you what, you're getting a real bad connection there, Tina. We're going to see if maybe that'll clear up. He's been involved in victimless crimes, not an uncommon thing to find in the United States. We're going to check back with him maybe here in a little bit and see how he sounds. But, Ellen, let's wrap up this story from The Guardian with the final point on why news is so bad for you, allegedly.
All right. So this final point, I think, is a little bit more convincing than the rest of them. News kills creativity. Finally, things we already know limit our creativity. This is one reason that mathematicians, novelists, composers, and entrepreneurs often produce their most creative works at a young age. Their brains enjoy a wide, uninhabited space that emboldens them to come up with and pursue novel ideas. I don't know a single truly creative mind who is a news junkie. Not a writer, a composer, mathematician, physicist, scientist, musician, designer, architect, or painter.
Yeah, if you were a news junkie, then how would you have time to do anything else?
Right, and also your ideas wouldn't be original. They'd just be based on
what
you've
seen.
Stories that have been regurgitated five times.
Well, there's an argument that there are no original stories, but that's another discussion.
Right.
But yeah, so news junkies, I mean, by definition, a news junkie, that's their hobby, that's their habit, that's something that they spend all of their time on whenever they're not doing whatever it is they earn money to keep food coming into their face.
Other people's thoughts coming in and out of your mind all the time, how are you coming up with your own?
Good point.
To say that, you know, just because a news junkie, that's what they do in their spare time, therefore they can't be creative. Maybe their job is to be an artist. But, you know, obviously they're not going to be a Picasso type artist, but maybe they, you know, draw political cartoons. There's a bunch of people that draw political cartoons.
That's true.
And some of those people are somewhat famous. So to say that people can't have any sort of artistic ability and also be a news junkie is just completely absurd.
All right, you make a good point there.
All right, well, I guess we shouldn't jump to total extremes and say...
Sort of asinine to say that only the most intelligent people create things when they're children. There have been people that, you know, wound up not creating a best-selling book until they were in their 40s or 50s.
Right. Well, I mean, as far as this entire article goes, it's very extreme in that it says news is terrible in all of these ways. But I think he makes it so extreme so that we get the gist of what he's saying.
I mean, we might not have
to take it very literally.
Yeah.
But at least it does make an impression.
I think he believes what he's saying, though. I don't think that he...
Maybe.
I think he really is this virulently anti-news.
On the other hand, I know a bunch of viciously uncreative minds who consume news like drugs. If you want to come up with old solutions, read news. If you are looking for new solutions, don't. Society needs journalism, but in a different way. Investigative journalism is always relevant. We need reporting that polices our institutions and uncovers truth. But important findings don't have to arrive in the form of news. Long journal articles and in-depth books are good, too. I've now gone without news for 4 years, so I can see, feel, and report the effects of this freedom firsthand. Less disruption, less anxiety, deeper thinking, more time, more insight. It's not easy, but it's worth it.
I find it hard to believe that in 4 years he has not consumed any type of news in any manner.
Maybe in passing.
So, interesting. I do agree with his assessment that news does need to police the institutions. And that's one thing that we do at freekeen.com and fpp.cc. There's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595.
1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.